The sun that day burned brighter than ever before. 3 days had passed. The distinguished and courageous companions of the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam had fallen in the battlefield. The children were thirstier than the others, but seeing the dry tongue of the six-month-old, they remained as steadfast as a child could. Abbas asked his imam for permission to go and bring water for them. The imam embraced this final soldier of his camp, the flag bearer of the camp of the oppressed. They lit a fire behind the tents to prevent the enemies from attacking from behind. Abbas now had to fight his way through thousands of enemy troops to get to the river, fill a water skin, and return to the camp. Abbas cut through his enemies like the wings of an eagle through the air. But the enemy would not tolerate water being taken to the thirsty. Abbas approached the river, raised some of the water to his own dry lips. But before taking a sip, he thought of the thirst of Hussein. He thought of the thirst of the daughters and the children. So Abbas did not taste of that water and dropped it back down. Until the thirst of his master was not quenched, Abbas would not take a sip. He filled the water skin and rushed back toward the camp. But the enemy surrounded him. From every direction, arrows, spears, swords. When his right arm was cut, Abbas carried the water skin in his left hand and continued. Then they cut his left arm. Yeah. still my burst went on. Then an arrow struck the water skin. Though he had lost many of the best of companions, it was after the martyrdom of Abbas that Hussein cried out, "Now my spine has been broken."